Welcome to the spookiest episode of Bad Examples yet. I want you guys to feel what we're feeling. It's dark in here. There's candles.
She made it litty.
It's litty right now because it's almost Halloween. It's October. And it's time for ghosting stories.
Today we're going to hear some ghost stories. But before we begin, for people who don't know what ghosting is, dictionary.com defines ghosting as...
Dictionary.com. Okay.
That means that's actually a fucking word is what it means. The practice of ending a personal relationship with somebody by suddenly and without explanation withdrawing from all communication.
So I want to say this because ghosting is spooky. It's the ultimate silent treatment.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. It could happen after a few dates or even after a serious relationship. It could happen with someone you've known your whole life, and it happens without warning. When you get ghosted, that's what that means. Boom, yeah. Ghosted, gone. Ghosting, it's only now that we're putting a word to it and calling it ghosting.
It always existed.
But it's existed since like before mankind. Like we just never had a term for it. We'd always say like, oh yeah, I never heard from him again. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
now
I mean?
Now it's like, oh, he ghosted me.
Yeah. It's crazy that it's so popular that it's actually part of our lexicon now. And I think that we kind of make a joke of it. Like, oh, I got ghosted, to soften the blow of like how fucked up it is.
Yeah, it's like a cute word to make the whole feeling feel better.
Yeah. Like, yeah. To like not make you want to jump off a bridge because it's fucked up. Like ghosting can be confusing, humiliating, and it can make you search for answers when you're not the problem. You know, you could spend an eternity wondering what you've done wrong.
You're never going to get an answer.
You're never going to get an answer. And like, Tracy, have you been ghosted? Like you get fucking angry.
Not really. But I mean, I've been cut off, I guess, but not really ghosted.
I was trying to think if I've been like technically ghosted either. It's weird because I never used that word during my dating time, but like I'm sure it's happened. Like I dated enough guys where there's had to be one chance for like one of them just
I guess if
disappeared.
I'm thinking about it that way, like I guess just like abruptly we just stopped talking. Yeah. But I think it was more like an understanding, like
it wasn't
like him and I was like so depressed over it, except for that girlfriend thing that I had talked about once before.
I think also like the digital age has brought ghosting to a whole new level. Like it's easier than ever to ghost somebody. Like me and you, we've been in relationships for like during this evolution of, you know, this phenomenon of ghosting. I think you and I missed a lot of what makes it so easy to ghost, the block, the delete.
That's the thing is like they don't want to talk to you anymore. They're like, I'm just going to block her. She's annoying.
Yeah. And, you know, ghosting haunts its victims. Okay. So there was actually a study published in the Journal of Research in Personality, and they confirmed it is the worst way to break up with someone. I mean, leaving someone with no explanation, it's a dirty
terrible.
Fucking move. And really all it is like you're avoiding confrontation, so you're ghosting somebody.
And it doesn't happen to just like, it doesn't happen to like laymans like us. It happened to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
I remember she was on tour, she was about to do a show, and she gets a text from her husband, I want a divorce, and that was it. They never spoke about it. It was just
celebrity
like... Celebrity ghosting stories. I don't get it. Are you afraid of the dark? Goosebumps. These are all same category.
It's a fucked up...
Actual horror stories.
You know, and also I do want to be clear that if you... You know, I do want to separate because I've talked to a bunch of you guys and I heard your ghosting stories. One actual person was like, oh my God, something blew past my aunt's leg. And I'm like, no, I'm not a ghost.
You're not an actual ghost. Like, your man fucking cutting you off and saying you're not worth talking to
anymore. You know, there are ghosting that is okay. And if you're in an abusive relationship and you just want to fucking be done with someone and cut them off, that is okay. We support that. We promote that. You know, so that kind of ghosting is good.
It's acceptable for yourself.
Yes, exactly. So this is different kind of ghosting. This is something where you trust the other person and all of a sudden, like, poof, they're gone.
So the ghosting phenomenon is actually happening all over the world, obviously. But in these following cities, you have to be extra careful and maybe just move away.
Okay, so the world capital of ghosting is New York City.
Well, shit.
Followed by what, Trey?
Austin, Texas.
San Antonio.
Los Angeles.
Baltimore.
Nashville.
Yeah. So if you guys live in any of those cities, be extra careful.
Ghosting is there one out of two chances, 50% chance.
Yeah. I think the ghoster is a certain kind of person to me. Like, you have to be very cowardly to... Some of the stories you're going to hear today, they're really spooky ghost stories. They're horror ghost stories. They're fucked up. I mean, I think also, too, it's psychologically, as the ghoster, you've got to be fucked up.
You're a sociopath.
You've got to have some guilt. You have to have some conscience about...
No, that's why ghosting usually comes from sociopathic behavior, because you just have no emotion. You have no feeling. You have no pain or consequences of cutting someone off.
It's cruel. It's cruel.
Yeah. It's the spirits of boyfriends past.
Yeah. And I like think that we make it fun. Like, oh, you know, like one of my girlfriends actually texted me. She, you know, had this great relationship. They were having sex. Like, he cried after sex. And then she texted me and was like, I think he ghosted me. And we were laughing because it's just funny, but it's not funny. It's fucked up.
Wait, he cried during sex?
For another day.
I don't get it.
Like, who goes somebody after that? We're gonna talk to Neighborhood Jules. If you remember Jules, we had her in season one. She's the one who taught us the avocado theory.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have not heard the avocado theory, go back, listen to the episode again. Jules is awesome. We go to her for stuff like this because, as you can see, me and Tracy are like, we've never been ghosted.
Yeah. Yeah, like we're so fucking above
like
the system.
I'm sure I for a fact we've been ghosted. We just didn't know what to call it at the time.
But even thinking back, like, I don't remember one time where some guy was like, oh, I'm just gonna cut her off.
But like, it's think about it. Like, I was trying to like rack my brain for this because it's definitely happened. Like, I've definitely called guys assholes and been like, you know, like we met, we hung out, and then like they never followed up.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
I just can't think of any.
That's why we need Jules here, because she's young. She's been in the prime of the ghosting age. So we're going to talk to Jules, and she's going to talk, are you afraid of the dark? So she's going to tell us the signs that a guy is going dark if it's not a classic ghosting story. And we're going to get an update on her life, because last time she was as single as they came.
And she's not anymore?
We're going to find out.
Wow, look at you, Jules.
Are you afraid of the dark? The Jules series. This has been our spookiest episode yet.
Oh my lord.
So Jules, we like talking to you because like Tracy and I are sitting here and we're like, have we ever been ghosted? We know we have, but we never really like called it that. So like, I know there's so much more to it, and we just want to learn from you. You are like our young person idol.
I keep you guys young. I get it.
You do. Yeah. What? So I think what, Jules, are we going to talk about signs a guy is going dark, even if it's not a classic ghost?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's at least for my friends and I and the age and time we're at, that's usually like the biggest thing. That it's not a black and white thing. It's like these little sprinkling of signs that it's like it's coming, but it hasn't happened yet.
Winter Whoa, is coming.
Explain this. This is spooky.
I hate you for using that word.
I guess like the biggest, so not the biggest, but like one thing, for example, if a guy cancels on a plan, like is he genuinely stuck at work late, or is he trying to kind of back out of having consistent plans that maybe you guys need in advance? Things like that. And when it's the first time, it's like heartbreaking when because you can't tell yet. If it happens twice, like you can kind of get the flow, or like if he doesn't try to reschedule right away, like, hey, I can't make it, but let's do something Thursday, or what are you doing this day? If they're just like, I can't make it, you're kind of like, okay, like this might be the beginning of it.
So you're telling me that's a ghost breadcrumb?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, yeah, that's the way to put it.
Whoa. That's crazy that you even need to, like, that this is even a
staging
thing.
Of ghosting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this test of, like, as a guy, to be like, do you get it that I'm not interested? So, like, I'm canceling a plan. Like, are you self-aware enough to know what I'm trying to get at here?
You're telling me that there's ghosting where, like, they just go dark.
Signals.
And then there's ghosting where, like, you can see the ghost coming. Like, you're afraid of
you
the dark.
See,
and the dark's
like,
coming.
The silhouette of the ghost appearing.
Jesus Christ.
Like, the room's starting to get a little bit cold.
Silhouetting.
Beginning to happen.
Whoa.
Silhouetting.
So what else? Give us another classic, you know,
telltale.
Another telltale of going dark.
Oh God. I mean, I guess I'm trying to think of what else. Another one would be like, it's not even ghosting, but it's like showing things also on social media. Like, if you guys are following each other, this is the dangerous piece of following each other. And it's a whole other rabbit hole, but like they could be trying to say things to you via social without you
without telling you,
like posting certain stuff and like knowing what? That they follow like you, that they would
out
see
on
it.
The weekend throwing shots back with like a group of like little thotty girls at the bar. It's like he's trying to kind of send a message of like, you know, he's not into wanting something serious.
Yeah,
like,
he's not even trying to hide it anymore. I get that. That's right. Crazy.
He's sending smoke signals.
Yeah, ghost signals. Yeah.
So it's like these little passive ways of like trying to suggest it before going dark so that it helps alleviate them being the asshole by you making the call to like end it or back things off so that they're less of guilty in it.
The worst. Why are they the worst?
That's like a bitch move.
The worst.
It's such a bitch move. That's what like this whole ghosting thing goes back to. Like these guys are just huge pussies.
Yeah.
I don't even like using that word because it's a negative connotation that women's vaginas are bad. But like, this is like.
They just like dance around. And like now it's not just like ghosting, but there's so many different forms of ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not just the classic ghost. There's so many versions of it. It's just,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Evolved, you could, for sure.
It's evolving. That's freaky. Now, can you tell me about what girls are nervous to start doing that, like, because they're afraid that someone might go dark? Like, what is an example of that?
Like, stuff that girls avoid doing because they don't want to get themselves in the dark with
the
guy.
So I think it's not from, like, the like initial phase, but I think it's like making yourself somewhat vulnerable. Like if you had a bad day, like actually being like, my day actually sucked today, and like being honest with something rather than playing it cool.
Mm-hmm.
Or if something bothered them that they did, and that it's not going to come off of like, whoa, this girl is like needy, or like is this going to just be like a fight?
So you're telling me that like you're gonna pretty much hold back because you're afraid of the ghost?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind
that's how often it happens.
Yeah, it's just finding that sensitive, that like that fine line of like, when can you start doing that? Because you can't do it too early, but you also can't wait too late. Because if you wait too late and you're like, hey, I'm trying to tell you how I'm feeling, they're gonna be like, well, you never did this, and that's why I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is someone different than who I was getting to know. That all of a sudden you're expecting this of me, and that was never like you have. My opinion on it is, guys know that it's rough out there for the ladies, and they know what we've been through, and they've probably been guilty of it themselves. And if they truly start to like someone, they will make it clear that it's okay for them to do that, whether it's them probing more of like, wait, why was your day crappy? Like, don't just blow over that. Like, what's going on? Or
yeah,
like things like that, that it's like, okay, this one is not going to do the ghosting. Whereas like, you know, Casper over here is ready to go.
Dating now is crazy. That the fact that this is even a thing that it's so common.
It's very sad that how
it's not
common
like just,
it is. That's
like,
the
it's
problem.
Almost because it's because the word ghosting and there's memes about it. It's almost like it gave guys the a-okay to do it.
Yeah.
There's nothing okay about it. And if you're grown doing it, that's not good either.
If you're grown doing it, sad.
I mean, meme culture in itself has totally enabled and positively reinforced guys and what they do. We make jokes out of it.
Yes, because like, we take everything light.
It's our way of coping with it, but like also it's not cool.
It's not cool. But yes, that's what we said in the beginning of the show. I'm like, I get it. Like ghosting, like we kind of, it's to soften the blow because it hurts. It fucking deeply, deeply hurts.
It's like a way to make a joke out of it, but to not take it so seriously.
But the fact that it's so mainstream dating culture is scary enough. Like this is not cool.
Girls are no better though. They'll be like, just ghost him.
Yeah.
I mean, like you get, it's sick to say, but you get used to it. Like you become kind of just a rubber band that you snap back after it.
Damn.
If it happens, you know,
how does
not
that not change
you?
How does that not change you? It's crazy.
Yeah, but I remember the first time it happened to me when I was 22, and it was like devastating. I was like, oh my god, like where did this guy go? What did I do? I like played everything over from our date, but it was just like they just didn't have the balls to say like, nice meeting you, but I'm not interested.
Yeah,
and from what we've learned, it's, you know, better for everyone all around for that conversation to happen rather than the ghosting. Both people, it's going to affect because it's going to fuck you up. And eventually, it's going to fuck the person that's doing it up because it's not a humane thing to do to people. Like, we're all humans in this story just trying to fucking, you know what I mean? And eventually, the person that ghosted someone is going to get ghosted themselves. And it's just just, it's a fucked up circle.
Yeah, you hope what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
And I will say, in the beginning, for any girl or guy, to be honest, like, it sucks. You're not going to get it, and it's going to be really upsetting and rock you. But then you hope that, like, you become better at judging, assessing the type of people who are capable of doing that. But there's just there's some ghosts out there who are really in disguise, and you think that they're like a nice little banker boy, but they're really a ghost under those
nice
clothes.
Nice little banker boy. wolf in sheep's clothing.
Banker boy.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, yeah. Jules, are you still dealing with ghosting right now? What is your love life like?
As of right now, I've put the ghosts in the closet. I've tamed them for now. And I have been seeing someone since the beginning of the summer.
That's
wow.
A long time.
That is a long time.
Have frozen over for this single chick.
Yeah. Wow. Jules.
Yeah, but like I think this is a perfect example of like, this is someone who has made me feel comfortable to be more like, if I had a bad day, like I can talk about it, and it's like, lets me be open, but like kind of has said, like, I know girls have it rough, and you know, I want to be mindful of that and make sure that like, you know, that this is different. So like, it's guys like that you need to sort through.
He's a good
one.
Takes
a while. Yep. Took me a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, you need to meet a few assholes to be able to compare the good ones and the bad ones. Like,
kiss a few
friends. Oh my God. Yeah. It's so true. You have to go through them to know like what you do and don't want. Because this kid, if he came around 5 years ago, I wouldn't have given him the time of day. That would have been.
Oh, Jess loves a good
time
of day story.
Shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Jess loves a story like that, an underdog story.
Yeah, because I don't know. I feel like we're passing on like a lot of the good guys here for no reason. It's almost like we secretly want to be shit on. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's like horse blinders. It's crazy that you have this mold of a man in your head of what you want,
mm-hmm.
and it's like factored off of what? Because like what we've seen like from TV and like other little like immature high school relationships of what we like, but like it's not in reality like that's not what you should be assessing and what you want out of someone.
Yeah.
Jules, we got to have you back on the show more because I'm so interested in what you're saying because it's like so foreign to me right now in my life. You know what I mean? But I relate to it still, you know, and listening to you speak, I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
We need you. We're going to have more millennial type stories with Jules.
Listen,
because
I have a phone call away.
Oh
my
God.
You
are the best. We love talking to you.
Thank you, Jules.
It was great to hear from you and catch up, but I can't believe you roped one in. You got him.
Saddle up, sweetie.
Saddle up, Jules.
I got one in. Guys, stay tuned. Grab your pop.
Jules, check out Jules' podcast, Neighborhood Jules. Have you have any new episodes up?
Not right now. To be
Why? Because you're in love.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
All right, let's get queso soon. Goodbye.
Bye, Jules. Love you.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Bye. Oh my God. Honestly,
I'm happy she has a boyfriend.
Not that Jules was like the spokesperson for singlehood, but she did represent
the women that were just going through it.
She was living in the place with the most dicks and still dealing with dicks.
Assholes.
Yeah. So I love the update. It's great to hear from her. And, you know, everything she said is just spot on. Time for some ghost stories from our baddies.
Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
I dated a guy for a year and randomly went to his house in the morning to see him. And the house was for sale and he was gone.
What?
That was it. Never to be heard from again. A year, a whole year, and nothing. Moved and gone.
She was with him for a year and then she just pee packed up and was bounced on her?
She went to his house. There's a for sale sign on his house. That's a fucked up ghost story. That is a horror ghost story.
All right. I found out this guy I was talking to for a little bit had done this to multiple people. When he was done, quotes, talking to somebody, he would just stop answering their texts and calls. And eventually he would have had one of his guy friends call and say, oh, he died. What the fuck? A few years later, he was diagnosed with melanoma and he really did die. Oh my God. These have to be made up. This is insane.
Spooky. That is a
ghosty story. What the fuck is wrong with people?
That's terrible.
So he would just stop answering calls and texts and tell that's people
like
he died.
That's like the ultimate karma. You don't. Yeah. That's like when you call out of school and you're like, I'm sick today. And then the next day you end up really being sick and they don't believe you. It's the boy who cried wolf.
I mean, this is all horrible. Like, if you're a guy or a girl really that does die, this,
that's fucking awful. Oh my God, I can't.
All right. I've been ghosted pretty bad. I went to see a guy I was texting for a while at night. Totally a booty call, but whatever. He lived about 45 minutes away and I drove up there. And once I get there, I get into his car and we drive around talking the usual. After about an hour, he pulled into a big Walmart parking lot and we got freaky.
Ooh, in a Walmart parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Totally not a good moment. It's okay, girl. Then after about an hour, he says he needed to go inside to get more condoms. He never came back. He left me in his truck naked. I waited for 2 hours because one, I was blown away that this was even happening. And two, who the fuck leaves a girl in their truck?
Wow.
Like, if you didn't like me, just take me to my car and ghost me. After 2 hours, I finally left. I walked to my car. Thankfully, it was only a few blocks away. And, you know, I was blocked on everything. But shit, I should have stayed in the truck and had my dad come and wire it. What a freak. What? Who the fuck does that? Who does that?
Who leaves a girl in your car? That's like letting her borrow your sweatshirt and not asking for it back.
How did he know you were still there? Was he using binoculars? Did he buy binoculars at Walmart?
Wait, so he fucked her, went into a Walmart, said he was gonna go get more condoms and just never came back. And she was left in this car for 2 hours naked in his truck, her ass on his seats.
What the fuck?
Like, how did he know when to come back to the truck? Did he just go, I'm gonna give her 3 hours and then she'd be gone? Or did he literally go into a Walmart, purchase a pair of binoculars, set up on the curb and just watch to see when she left? Well, like,
first of all, wouldn't you be scared she would take your car?
She should have taken his car. I bet he took the keys. He sounds like a pro at this, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. That sounds like he's done this shit before.
The thing is, though, to talk in the car, like, I don't know.
He put a lot of effort into ditching you for 2 hours while he shopped at Walmart.
Also,
that,
like,
seems weird. I don't know. That's so weird.
Guys are fucking assholes. I'm sorry. It's not all guys, but like anyone who goes.
But you guys all have
this
asshole tendencies.
This is such an asshole move. This is crazy.
Like, I bet somebody listening to this, that's a guy, thinks that's hysterical. Like, oh, he left her in the car naked for 2 fucking hours.
It's a douche move. I'm like, douche lord. I'm really not a fan. I love October. I'm not a fan of ghosting stories.
No, not cute.
It's not cute.
Horror stories are one thing. Ghosting stories are even worse.
Mm-hmm. We are going to take a quick commercial break, talk about our awesome sponsors, our spooky sponsors.
Oh,
Tracy,
my
you're
God.
Not getting into it with me.
Because I take Halloween like murder. Like, I do murderous shit for Halloween.
Ghosts
and you're
are
like,
Halloween.
Spooky. And I'm like, what is
you're
this fucking Freeform?
You're way better than me, bro.
Kids television.
We're going to take a
Disney
quick
Channel.
Commercial break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to baddies who have actually been ghosted and just see how this all goes down. You know what? Ghosting can leave you feeling a lot of different feelings. It can be traumatic. And, you know, sometimes you need to talk to somebody because you've been ghosted. That's why we love BetterHelp. Whatever you're going through, depression, stress, anxiety, ghosting, anger, grief, you got LGBT matters. BetterHelp has licensed professional counselors who are specialized in all these things that can help you quickly, easily, affordably. And it can all be done on your smartphone.
There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists all across the 50 states. It can be done in the privacy of your own home with 4 communication modes, text, chat, video, and phone.
Yeah, and you're going to get your own personal counselor. And if for any reason you're not happy with your counselor, you can change them at no additional cost whenever you want. And the counselors are curated literally for you. You're going to fill out a questionnaire at BetterHelp, and it's going to assess your needs and get matched with the counselor that you love.
Guys, this is not a crisis line. This is secure, convenient, professional, affordable. Financial aid is also available for those who qualify.
You guys, BetterHelp's available on your desktop, mobile app, Android, and iOS apps.
Why not get started today? You guys are going to go to betterhelp.com/bad examples, and you're going to get 10% off your first month. betterhelp.com/bad examples.
And it doesn't matter where you're listening from, BetterHelp is worldwide. Go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. You just fill out the questionnaire and then they assess your needs and they get you matched with a counselor that you love. That's betterhelp.com/bad examples. You know what's spookier than a ghost? When your fucking tampon leaks because it's fucking shitty.
Or when you buy tampons made by men.
Wow. Chills.
Chills.
That's why we like Lola. Lola is a modern approach to feminine care.
Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No bullshit, mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going into your body.
Mystery fibers.
Ooh, spooky.
I love Lola tampons. I know you're a huge fan of Lola tampons. You like that they're discreet and that they're small, right? I like that
they're so tiny and they pop open into normal size tampons, mm-hmm. which is great.
We love female-founded companies, and Lola was created by two women who, you know, realized they were so conscious about what they ate, the beauty products they used, but they had no idea what was going into their tampons.
What's honestly scarier than Halloween is that FDA does not require brands Bro. To disclose or give a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care
Insert
product.
Jason.
Yeah, you might as well. Terrifying. At that point. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients going into their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes. Most major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their product, Errol. Including rayon and polyester.
And what Lola does is not only do they offer you organic tampons, organic liners, they make everything a little easier. So you're going to get a subscription that comes to your house monthly, and you customize it with your absorbency, the number of boxes, and the frequency. And you can cancel Lola's subscription at any time.
They're biodegradable, all natural, and they're perfect for a midday refresh.
I'm very excited because Lola now offers cleansing wipes.
That was big for us.
Lola tampons are gynecologist approved, hypoallergenic, and we've got a promo code for you.
All right, so you guys are going to be able to get 30% off your first month subscription by visiting mylola.com, entering code BEDEXAMPLES30 when you subscribe.
Guys, support Lola because they're awesome. We love female-founded companies. Get 30% off your first month subscription. Visit mylola.com, enter BEDEXAMPLES30 when you subscribe. Have you ever bought something online and then find out you could have gotten it for less?
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Worse than a horror story.
It's like one of those moments where you say, oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. And then you've met that person before and you have like this overwhelming dissatisfaction with yourself.
Yeah. Luckily, Tracy and I don't go through this because we have Honey, the free browser extension that saves your time and money when shopping online. Honey scans the internet for coupon codes and other discounts, and then, like Halloween magic, it automatically applies the one with the biggest savings to your cart at checkout. I have it. It's free to use, and it's awesome, and it's I'm getting so excited.
Yeah, I can feel it across the table.
I know, like, I love like discounts and sales, and it works for over 20,000 sites like Amazon, Macy's, J.Crew, Domino's,
Sephora,
Target, and more. And just shop like normal, and Honey finds you savings, and believe me, it feels amazing.
You know that feeling like when you put in a dollar into the vending machine and it actually goes through and it doesn't reject your dollar and you have to like straighten your dollar? It's like the kind of satisfaction
that's
you
honey.
Get from this.
So I was shopping online and the website had to like buy one, get one for 50% off.
Mm-hmm. BOGO.
And, but fucking Honey was like, please BOGO. And it did a scan and it actually got me a better deal. So it actually saved me like $20 or something. It was crazy. Now, Honey, I get it. It has 10 million users and over $1 billion in savings.
Well, obviously, you guys, we want you to use Honey too. It's free. And to use it, installs on your computer. All you have to do is two clicks. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/bad examples.
There's really no reason not to use Honey. Like,
stupid.
Stop searching for promo codes and get Honey.
Again, that's joinhoney.com/bad examples.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi: People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo. Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
Hi.
Hi. We did it.
Oh my God, I can't believe I'm on the phone with y'all.
Are you from the South?
Yes.
Oh my God, and your name is Brooklyn?
Yeah.
How New York of you?
Well, my family's from New York. So.
Okay, there you go. You're so cute. So we're talking about ghosting today, and I know you have a pretty freaking crazy ghosting story. What a ghosting story, a spooky one for us.
Oh my God, yes.
So start us from the beginning. This was a guy you were dating for how long?
For 3 years.
He
ghosted you after 3 years?
Yes.
Holy shit. People have no fucking conscience.
It's so insane. So how did this all go down?
So I met this dude when I was 18 at a bar. I was still in high school and he was 23 and we started dating and we went out. It never really got to be like too serious, but
you still talked for 3 years.
Yeah. Like we had labels. We were boyfriend and girlfriend, but we weren't
like fiancé yet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so, you know, we went out.
But you were faithful. You were faithful to him and that whole thing, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, always went out together, like, every weekend. Right when this was about to happen, we were about to move in together.
Whoa.
So, it did get serious.
I thought we were about to move in together. So, he invited me to go meet his sister one night, like, out of the blue. And he told me his family lived in Montana. Big, fat lie. So, I never met them. And then one day he said, well, my sister's in town. You want to go meet her? And I was like, yeah, of course. So he told me he wanted me to meet his sister. And I'm going to meet her. And we go out to dinner. And we don't talk the entire night. Like, she's very rude to me. Won't talk to me.
She's so rude to me. I love your accent. Sorry, so cute. I swear, I want to just, like, make babies and move down south. Just so they're like, mama, I love you, mama. Sorry.
So, yeah. She's really rude to me. We don't talk the entire night until we get to the club. We go to this bar on Bourbon Street, and we get a couple of drinks in, and we start talking. And she goes, so, when is his girlfriend coming? Like, I think it's so rude of her to, you know, be so late. She's not showing up. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm his girlfriend. And she just... What? She doesn't say anything after that. She turns right as a ghost.
Who did she think you were?
I have no clue.
Just probably one of his buddies.
Yeah, I don't know what he told her, but she was just like,
oh my,
so confused. God. So I went up to him. I'm like, why doesn't she think I'm your girlfriend? You know, we've been dating for so long. And he goes, oh, I don't know. She was probably just confused. So I go outside to go smoke a cigarette. And I come back in and I can't find either one of them. And I'm looking. I'm already like really drunk at that point. I can't find them anywhere. So I go. I call my brother. He lives two blocks away.
Tell me that they left you at the bar.
They did.
That's unbelievable.
That's ghosting. That's not even like relationship ghosting. That's like asshole ghosting.
That's just like,
yeah.
It's insane that the both of them double ghost.
Double ghosted.
Yeah. So I call my brother to come pick me up and I just go home. I'm like pissed off the entire night after that. I just go home, take a shower and go to bed.
Like, were you upset? Like, would you try calling him?
Yeah, I tried calling him a million times.
And he didn't answer the phone?
I didn't think that I was blocked or anything at that point. But
right.
He just ignored my calls. So
fucking crazy.
I go back to my brother's house. I wake up the next morning and I see my brother on his laptop. And I'm like, well, what is this dude doing? Whatever. I go up to him. He goes, you're never going to believe what I found out. And I'm like, okay, what? This dude had a whole nother girlfriend in Picayune, Mississippi, about an hour and a half away.
Wow. Not that dedication. Mississippi trash, huh? Yeah.
She loves you so much for saying that.
Oh my god. Yeah. So
he had another life pretty much after three fucking years. Crazy.
Yeah, so then we found out that his family doesn't live in Montana. They live in Mississippi. He's had this girlfriend for 6 years. He dated her in high school. He just had this whole other life, and he went to Mississippi a lot, but he told me it was for work, so I didn't think anything of it until we find all this stuff out. So he's has this whole other girlfriend, has a whole different like Facebook profile than what I had him on Facebook.
That's
so,
a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yes,
the hour and a half alone
crazy.
Is a lot of work.
It's so crazy. So I message this girl after we find her profile. Did some digging. I messaged this girl. I took screenshots of almost every single message that we had, every picture that we had together, and I sent it to her. And I was getting ready for her to like scream at me.
Yeah.
And, I was getting into a big ass fight.
Yeah. Trying to say like you're lying or some shit like that.
Right. But it wasn't like that at all. She was like super, super sweet about it. She was more upset than I was. She was really like just nice. And we wound up talking on the phone for like 3 hours about everything and finding out that sometimes when I thought he was in Mississippi for work, he would spend a week there.
Wow. So you were like comparing your stories.
Yeah. And we found out that he had bought her a ring. They were about to get engaged.
They were about to get engaged. You were about to move in.
I know. And I don't even know. Like the whole thing like blows my mind that he could do this.
But
now.
I love that the girl was like you guys were.
Yeah, that's what you have
like,
to do.
You teamed have
to gang up on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So she winds up coming to my brother's house and we decided to go to Steven's work and confront him about it because he wasn't answering
Steven.
One of our texts or phone calls.
Sorry, go. Keep going.
So.
So you and his other girlfriend, the two girlfriends show up together to confront him at work?
Amazing. And he basically runs away from us.
What a little bitch.
I'll say like a true bitch would.
Yeah, what a bitch would.
Yes. So he runs away from us. And we just like, we couldn't, they wouldn't let us in the fucking building. He runs away. We couldn't get a hold of him. We tried texting him, calling him, because we really wanted to hear what he had to say about it.
Yeah.
But, he just didn't speak. He blocked us both.
Wow. He lost both his booze.
He lost everything that one day.
Yes.
One fine day.
Yeah. So he blocked us both. Whatever.
So tell us about what happened. Like, so you and this girl formed a friendship.
Yeah. We're like best friends now.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that guy fucked up so hard.
Yeah, we're like best friends. We talk all the time. She wound up staying in New Orleans with us for Mardi Gras. And the crazy thing is, her and my brother got really, really close.
Wow.
He like comforted her after all this happened because she was way more upset than I was.
Well, yeah, she was invested 6 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was way, 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 more hurt than I was. Like, after all that shit, I was like, bye, you're done. So they got really, really close, and they've been together now for, I think it's been, 2 years now.
Wow.
And they're engaged.
Are you kidding me?
Engaged. That's incredible.
So hold on one second. You find out. Hold on, let me recap this. You find
recap
out.
It, Tracy. Recap
you find
it.
Out that your boyfriend has another life with this other bitch who he's been with for 3 more years than you. Then you befriend her, make her your bestie, and then she ends up marrying your brother.
Yes.
The fucking savagery.
And they have a
baby on the way.
Dude.
This is savage as fuck right now. Wow, that guy just got destroyed.
Dude, think about the emotions of the chain of events that happened because
that was like a snowball effect.
It's crazy. crazy.
Straight tumbleweed.
You should never have known this girl. Like, she should not be in your lives.
No, and now she's your sister-in-law.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So ghost stories can have happy endings,
I guess.
Yes. She's my best friend. I love her to death.
Wow.
Your best friend. And has anyone ever heard from him? I
love this story.
No, we haven't heard from him since.
Wow. I wonder if he knows that, like, how it ended.
We went to his apartment, like, a couple of weeks later, because he had an apartment uptown, and, like, he had moved out, everything was gone, so I'm assuming he moved back to Mississippi, or moved away, or whatever, locked our numbers, and we haven't heard or spoke to him since.
Wow, and now you have a baby niece or nephew on the way?
It's a niece.
Aw, congratulations. We should call her Boo.
Yeah, let's call her Boo.
Because it was a good ghost story. Amazing. Amazing. Wow,
I can't believe how that worked out.
Brooklyn.
I know. It was amazing. Girl, like, the irony. We lost a boyfriend, fiance, or whatever, but we gained each other in the process.
Oh, that's all that matters. This is the cutest story ever. It's like a Valentine's Day story.
I know. Wow, amazing. Thank you for sharing this
Brooklyn,
with us.
That's so cute.
No problem.
Congratulations
Thank y'all.
To your family.
Y'all so much.
We love y'all. We love you and your new sister-in-law, the ultimate baddies.
Girl.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't expect that to take that type of turn.
Yo, it was like
ill-prepared for
the
build-up.
The build-up.
I was like, yo, it's gonna Where happen with going? This story. And then she was like, and now her and my brother got close, and now they're engaged, and she's having his baby. And I'm like, what in the
You're like,
huh?
The ultimate, huh?
Yeah, that's savagery. Family savagery right there.
Hello.
Hi. It's Trey and Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Hannah.
How's it going?
We're talking about ghost stories today.
Yeah.
Jess is such a creep this episode. It's so funny. She keeps being like, isn't it spooky? I was like, you're such a little creep.
We want to hear your ghost story.
It was like 5 years ago I started working where I work now, and I worked with this guy who was like, he was pretty cute, but he just seemed like very cool. And I was like, I want to be this guy's friend. Like, aww. I don't even care about like hooking up with him. I just want to be his friend because he seems so cool. And he was like, not interested in it. Like, just
in your friendship?
Zero interest in friendship. Yeah, no interest in the friendship. And okay. I was like, oh. Okay, cool. Never mind then. And then randomly he like texted me one day and was like, hey, what are you doing after work tomorrow? And I was like, oh fuck, we're about to play friendship. This is great. and then we're like hanging out. And like, as it went, I was like, oh, we might actually be on a date. Okay. Also cool. Like, he's cute. This is a little confusing, but like, okay. So we end up back at his house and he kissed me. We just like made out for a little bit and I was like, okay. Well.
I mean, instantly right there, I'm thinking he likes me. Like, this is going somewhere. This is good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. He reached out. You didn't throw any thought signals out. No. You were acting cool.
Yeah. So that's where I was at. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I'm into this. And we like, over the next couple of days, we like texted and we would see each other at work and stuff. And he went on a river trip and he was like, okay, like, I'm going on this trip. I'll see you when I get back. Like, we'll hang out, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, sounds good.
Like, so you seem like a cool chick. Like, right? Oh, like, she's down to clown.
Yeah. I feel like he was pursuant. Like, he was the pursuer.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then, so he goes on this river trip and he comes back and it's like radio silent. Like, I texted him because I knew he was back and I was like, hey, like,
where'd he go
like,
on a river trip?
To what? Look up river monsters? River.
I have no idea. Apparently, he like went out to nature and like communed with the nature gods. Ooh, and was like, yeah, I don't think I like Hannah
yeah,
anymore.
That's spooky.
That's
for
fucking
sure.
Yeah. Spooky.
I don't fuck with nature like that.
But I like he got back and I texted him and was like, hey, like, I want to hear about your trip. Like, I want to see you. And like full radio silence.
Wow.
Like, no text back.
Wait, do you still work with him?
Yeah. Well, I don't work with him anymore. But the stupid part was we worked the way our schedules were. We literally had the same shifts like 3 days a week.
Oh, my God.
And what did he do when he saw you in person?
He just would like if he had to talk to me about work stuff, he would like talk to me. But there so was, like, and I was like,
wait a minute, you? He prioritized yeah. your conversations. Like, oh, it's not top of the pile. So
wait, yeah. he didn't. And, I can't process this. You can't yeah, go someone you have to see 3 days a week,
right? And I was just like, I felt like it was a little kid who thought that it, like, when he closed his eyes, he was like, ah, they can't see me.
Yeah, like a dinosaur. Like,
my eyes are closed. And I was just like, dude, I can, like, fucking see you. Like,
you thought he was actually what? A ghost?
Yeah, he I actually was like, thought he was a ghost. What are you doing?
Oh my God.
And then he quit, like, a couple months later, maybe.
Long couple.
But,
months.
And, like, at that point, like, our shifts had changed, so I didn't see him that often.
And that was
but
it.
It was still, yeah, that was, like, it.
He
it
never reached out to you ever again.
Thing. Nope.
Jesus Christ. What's wrong with them?
I know, it was the weirdest shit where I was just like, you didn't like have to, I don't know. It was so weird. I was like, yeah, I don't want to like marry you. But,
right.
Like,
it wasn't like
you kissed me.
It wasn't like you were like desperate, clingy, like freaking yeah. out where he was like, oh my God, I need to cut all ties now. Like, he pursued you. He yeah. went on a river trip and he came
the
back.
The river trip is killing me.
Dude,
that just kills me. Like, I'm Googling what the fuck that means.
Going on a river trip, babe.
Gotta go on a river trip this week.
Yeah.
I should have left him in the river. What the fuck? Useless. Right? Useless piece of life to me. Like, who does that to someone? I mean, way to make someone that you have to work with. Like, work already sucks. And now you gotta see this piece of shit, like, 3 days a week because he can't just be fucking a normal human and be cool with you. Like, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. If anything, he could have kept the flirty thing going at work. He could have used any excuse. Listen, we can't do this. We work together. It's too awkward. He could have said a million different things. But instead, he took the fucking coward's way out and just...
Yeah, it was...
He made it 10 times worse.
Yeah, it was so bizarre. Like, it's so funny now, but at the time, I was like...
Devastating. It's fucking upsetting.
Okay.
Because you're like, what did this person think of me that they won't even look me in the eyes?
Right? And it's like one thing to get ghosted where you like don't have to see the person.
Right. He's oh, ghosting eyes. Ghosting is okay to live with when you don't have to see them every day. But when you have to go to work and you already are like, fuck, I'm not trying to go to work today. On top of that, the guy who ghosted you is there. That's fucking traumatizing.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't even like he worked in like a different department. It was, so I mean, we weird. Were like
PTSD.
Just there. And like, I would be like, because I work at a pool, and so I would be like in the water teaching swim lessons, and he would be guarding, and I was like, okay, like if something bad happens, are you gonna like
no he's me? Not like, no you're
no he's like, I ghosted you, now you'll drown.
Yeah,
he's like, you're on your own.
Oh, that is a true ghosting horror story.
Yeah, it was
the
wild.
Girl that got ghosted and drowned.
And drowned.
Yeah. It was horrible. And you know what's crazy too? Because we haven't really touched on this tonight, but zombieing is a thing. And that's when...
What the fuck is
so
that?
So zombieing is when... Spooky, right?
I don't know. We'll see.
That's when... Someone ghosts you, and then like fucking a year later,
oh, they come back. From
they
the
come
dead.
Back from the fucking
Got
dead.
It.
Like, oh, this no. is a story. I'm shocked he didn't like randomly come back from
it
the dead.
Like, oh fuck, I forgot we worked together. Hold
after
on.
He left work, I would assume like he'd come back. But that zombieing, we're saving that spookiness for a whole other episode because that's a whole other phenomenon in itself.
Yeah,
I mean,
and
that's
like,
crazy.
I saw him one time. So this is it's been like probably like 4 years since this happened, and I've seen him once. We ran into each other at the grocery store and we like kind of made really awkward small talk, and I was like, okay, well, like, bye. I don't know, it was weird.
It's but, weird. They make it weird, they make it worse. And I'm not a fan of the ghosting. No,
stupid.
It's thank you. You've really summed up the whole episode. It's stupid. It's stupid. Oh my God, Hannah, we fucking love you.
Thank you
adorable.
So much for calling in.
I want to hang with you. You seem fucking cool. Like,
fuck
this guy. I would never ghost you. Bad examples would never ghost you.
I appreciate that because I love you guys, and your podcast got me up and down a big ass mountain in Colorado.
Wait, literally?
Yeah, no, I did the I Am a Teen. Yeah, literally.
I did you
the
literally
I Am a
just
teen
had a shit
run.
Day. Wow, okay.
That's amazing.
No, I did a big race with my mom, and it was 17 miles, and you go, like, up and down a big mountain.
Meanwhile, I made my nurse write me an excuse every time that you had to run the mile in gym.
She's like, I ran 17 miles. I'm like, I ate 17 breadsticks. Yeah.
I mean, it was more of, like, a death march. I didn't run very much of it, but...
Yeah, because same.
I listened to a lot of episodes of Bad Examples.
That makes me so happy.
I learned a lot about, Yay. Like, divorce... I learned about, I don't even remember what else I listened to.
How old are you, Hannah?
I am 29.
Wow, we shook you. We shook you. You're not going to ever get divorced now, are you? You're going to really think twice before you say yes. He's going to propose, and you're going to be like,
what's the the divorce rate looking like nowadays?
Yeah. Quick Google search. Oh my God, amazing. Make sure you join Club Baddie on Facebook. We want to have you in there.
All right, I will.
All right. See you next Tuesday. Right. Bye.
All right, bye.
Dude, I fucking love our baddies. Like,
no, they're so cute.
They're the fucking greatest. Like, that's a crazy, I don't know. This whole ghosting thing is insane. I've got one more ghost story for you before we wrap it up for tonight. This person was supposed to call in, but things happened, but it's still worth the read because it's that fucked up. Pretty much, she was talking to him, a guy in the army for 5 years. Another thing I want to say, I didn't get to everyone's messages. There was hundreds,
yeah.
But a common theme, guys in the army. So I just want to put that out there.
Oh, no.
Military guys, yeah. Beware.
They're okay. No offense, but they, at least the younger one, are fucked up.
Yeah, they're fucking real player for real. So just, you know, be extra careful. But so she's dating this guy in the army for 5 years. They were long distance, but they talked every single day, saw each other every few months, and then shit started getting weird, but he came back on board, you know, everything was fine, okay? So they were long distance, they saw each other every few months, and then shit started to get weird. He would go days without calling, FaceTiming, texting.
Ugh, all
so
signs.
He was like micro-ghosting, okay? Ugh. Which is a version of ghosting. And then her grandma died. He was super supportive, calling, texting, calls her mom, offers condolences, send flowers. Day of the funeral, radio silence.
Ghosted.
Never to be heard from again.
Wow. Why go through all that lie? I don't get it. It's so much work to lie.
It's to ghost someone at their grandma's fucking funeral. Yeah. Is
takes a true
disturbing.
Asshole.
Yeah. Now, she said at first she lost it. She hardcore stalked him, sent him all kinds of messages, emails, texts.
It never works.
It never works, you know, and I get it. You're upset, you're angry, and eventually it's just you're salty about it. So you want to be like, you ghosted me at my grandma's funeral. Like, you want to have that conversation with him.
Yeah, 100%.
But this is a good lead into ghost busting, okay?
Yeah.
So what happens when you get, you know, ghosted? What is the proper move? And you need to resist the attempt to stalk, okay?
Stalking is the worst thing that you could absolutely do.
Like, if someone's blocked you and ghosted you, you're just going to get more frustrated. You're trying to, like,
being like to all your friends, can I just go on your Instagram for a minute and look him up? It's a terrible way to be, live, exist.
You need to let go of the ghost. I'm sorry. I know it's hard. And especially, this is, well, how long was this relationship? 5 years? You want to just say fuck you, because that's closure in itself.
It's terrible.
But to call, text, email, to constantly trying to find out why, see where he is, look at his social media. Don't do any of that shit. It's not good.
No, it's going to hurt yourself. You're just going to drown yourself out. You'll never get an answer. You'll never make yourself feel any better. And at the same time, you're sitting there like, I still don't fucking know what went wrong.
Right. Tell your friends, tell your families, let them disconnect him from their lives, because you don't want to be ghosted by somebody and then still hear his name or have your friends mention.
That's the worst. It's like hard to date within your circle.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you can't ask people to change sides.
So, you know, I know it's hard. I know part of being ghosted is you want answers. And really, that's, you know, at the end of the day, it's their behavior, not yours. It's about their discomfort, their own imperfections, their flaws, not yours. You're looking for an answer. You're not going to find it, because it's not about you.
It's not about
the
imperfections of the relationship. It's the imperfections within him and him not knowing anything that he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He's just like it's immature.
Now, I know we've talked a lot about mostly men tonight, but women do it too.
And women are almost worse, because them and their girlfriends think they're cold. Fucking joke.
It's funny, yeah.
They like DM in a big group chat and they're like, ghost him, sis.
So I was talking to one of our baddies on Instagram, and she was saying like, hey, I've ghosted like 15 guys in the last 5 months. And I was like,
terrible.
I was like, why?
Why?
And I said, let me guess. I go, you were ghosted bad by someone you really loved. And she goes, yep.
And now she's trying to get karma on all the guys.
She said, Michael Torsiello. She said, fuck him. And look what Michael Torsiello has done to this girl. She's made her now a serial ghoster.
Paid it forward in the worst way possible. In the worst way possible.
And it's because you have no closure and you're constantly on the hunt, on the prowl, looking for reasoning, that like it could fuck with your head. And look at her now. Now she can't commit because she's scared. So what she's doing, she literally told me, she's like, I'm like, hey, want to meet up? She talks to guys and then they go to meet and she doesn't show up.
Oh, come on.
The ultimate ghost. But she's hurt. That's I said right away. I was like, you've been fucked over. And she's like, yes.
Who fucked you over, baby girl?
Fuck Michael Torsiello. So passionate. Like, I know him.
I do know Michael Torsiello.
It's not that
I'm
one.
I'm hoping it's not it's that not one.
It's not him.
I'm so hoping.
Guys, listen. What is the moral of this spooky story? Tracy?
Ghost him before he ghosts you. Just kidding. Just kidding.
That's actually a great response. Jules, I think, said it best, like, just be careful.
Look for the signs and protect yourself and be like, I'm not going to have myself get my heart ripped out every single week. So if I see shit, I'm just going to cut it off and tell them it's not working out.
If somebody ghosted you
nowadays,
like some of these stories.
Oh, no.
But you couldn't reach them because they, and again, this is all social media. It's so easy to them block your number, delete you. It could be like they don't fucking exist.
No,
they could
move.
That girl's boyfriend moved after a year.
Oh, I know people.
So what do you do?
Once you fuck me over, I mentally ghost you.
Can I tell you what I'd want to do?
Yeah.
I'm going against the opposite of everything I'm saying.
Yeah, of course.
We're take his picture, blow him up. I'd put missing. Have you seen this boo?
And darts.
And I put it on every tree in town.
Ghosted, professionally ghosted.
Like, have you seen my boo? And like, I would want to call him out so bad. I wouldn't directly want to harass him, but I like want everyone to know
that if he saw that face,
shit,
he just like stomped out my heart.
Listen, there's different levels of ghosting. We're gonna go into it in a future episode because this can happen fucking days after you meet somebody, weeks, but like years. I mean, you heard this 5 years,
5 years, 3 years. 6 years almost.
Pretty much, you get close to someone after 5 years. They know everything about you, and then they're just out of your life, like they never existed.
It's people who are mentally unstable and emotionally unstable who are just like, I gotta go, and that's it, and they head out.
Yeah,
I'm a head out now.
When your boo becomes a ghost, you gotta keep moving on. That's our best advice. That's our best baddie advice. Well, thanks for hanging in for this spooky October episode.
Oktoberfest and ghosting.
Hopefully these are the end of the ghost stories. And
we never want to hear about ghosting anymore. Now happy stuff.
Don't forget, happy stories. New episodes air every Tuesday. See you next Tuesday.
And to all the ghosts of the
fuck you.
We're so close to the Halloween bash.
2 week countdown. Cannot wait. You guys, bring your friends, make it a road trip if you need to. If you live a little bit farther away, believe me, people are traveling for this who have already bought tickets.
Bring your boo.
Bring your boyfriend, bring your husband, bring your best friend, bring your gay best friend, bring your girls, bring whoever you want.
Speaking of, gay best friend will be there.
Yay.
Sammy will be there. Obviously, Trey and Jay will be there. Alan will be there.
Tara will be there.
It's going to be so much fun. It's all you can eat, all you can drink, all you can party, photo shoots, fucking spookiness.
Yeah.
We're going to be in our costumes.
It's
going
to be so much fun. We have a prize giveaway for the best costume. We have
tarot card readers.
Yeah, we have games all
night. Bobbing for dildos.
We have games all night giving away amazing prizes. And obviously all of a Bad Examples party doesn't end without a dildo.
Don't miss it. Get your ticket in Bad Examples bio, Tracy's bio, Facebook, Instagram. Get it.
Even though we are not your best examples.
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.